A sailboat that a child made from trash was the inspiration for a toy exhibit called Not Sold in Stores. The exhibit just opened in Los Angeles. The sailboat is one of hundreds of toys now on display at the Simon Wiesenthal Museum of Tolerance. All are handmade by children living in countries beset by poverty, war, or natural disaster. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
There are dozens of toys on display at the Museum of Tolerance, all made from materials close at hand. Wood, rubber, bamboo, and bottle caps transformed into trucks and dolls, slingshots, and snakes. Under glass, the toys could seem too precious until other kids rush in and quickly seize on both the familiar aspects of the toys and the strange.
When they made this stuff, did they find this where they lived?
13-year-old Michelle Daguerre and 12-year-old Brittany Lima crowd in on a toy from Honduras. It is a large seed polished to a high shine and pierced by a stick holding a wooden blade. Museum director Liba Geff starts to explain, but Tyler Leon and Sinjin Cameron think they've figured it out.
It looks like a helicopter thing that you like twirl and goes flying.
Looks like you tie the string around the stick and you pull it. It looks like it might lift off somehow.
And if the fruit is very clean and hollow inside, it makes a loud whirring noise, which adds to the excitement.
This entire exhibit came out of a single encounter between one small boy and the head of the Christian Children's Fund. Last May, CCF President John Schultz was in northern Kenya, which had been hard hit by a drought, visiting a fishing village his group has been involved with for over 20 years. He was looking out over Lake Turkana.
And I noticed out of the corner of my eye some children playing with some toy boats. I walked up to them. And I was admiring it. I was particularly admiring the fact that these boats were actually working. They were sailing across the lake from one boy to another. And the young man picked it up out of the water and handed it to me. And the more I examined this boat, the more impressed I became.
Here in Los Angeles, John Schultz carefully removes the child's toy from its wrapping and shows it off.
It's a boat that's made out of a old, discarded, and obviously well-used flip-flop, a sandal. It's got a small little bamboo stick on it. Some discarded plastic bag has been made into the sail, and then there's a whole series of strings that are attached to it that, as I say, when I saw it in operation, actually was sailing. A young boy offered me the boat and said it made me a present of this wonderful, ingenious toy.
That gift prompted John Schultz to put out the word to Christian Children's Fund workers in 30 countries, send back more toys so he could put together an exhibit.
And it was just amazing to see the kind of things that came in.
At the Museum of Tolerance, there is a doll made by a young girl in India out of corn husks, beads, and paper mache. There's a dancing man made from bits of wire and cardboard by a boy who lives in a refugee camp in Sierra Leone. This type of movable toy is so common in Sierra Leone, it has a name, Sally Wansai, it's called. Wansai means broken. The museum's Liba Geft.
Whatever is available, that's what they use. In East Timor, after the terrible military raids that flattened some of the villages, children were literally scavenging for food alongside their parents. But the things that they picked up were also plastic bottles, the soles of rubber shoes, and pieces of twine, which had no use to the adults, but the children nonetheless saw them as usable objects. And out of a plastic bottle, this child from East Timor fashioned a very nice cart that's pulled along on a string, and children would make these and race them.
It turns out the most universal toy, one sent in from South America, Africa, and Asia, is the soccer ball. At the museum, 13-year-old Cameron Kingsford was initially a bit horrified at the idea that a kid would have to make his own soccer ball.
Well, I would think that they at least have enough money to buy one or something.
But then he, like the others, became fascinated by the ingenuity of it all.
This one has plastic bag around it and with a bunch of rubber bands around
it.
It's
like Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Wonder Bread bag.
One of them looks like a coconut.
Yeah, this one's made from a coconut.
It's quite nice that they actually use their talents to like make like stuff that we have. And probably this is like better.
Because they made it themselves. It probably means more.
Yeah.
These children are reacting to the toys in precisely the way the exhibit organizers had hoped. John Schultz says many of these toys do carry with them a sad story, but each one, he believes, speaks of more than what the child who made it doesn't have.
The real message, and I think it begins to dawn on anyone that looks at any one of these toys and reflects on its history a little bit longer, it really tells the story of what each child does have.
And what of the child whose little boat got this toy collection going? It turns out there's an end to that story. The Christian Children's Fund took up another collection, and 2 weeks ago, John Schultz went back to Lake Turkana and tracked down the anonymous gift giver.
I found out his name was Thomas Akimat, a fine young boy of 9 years old. He certainly had remembered our exchange from earlier in the year where he presented me with this boat. Moored just a few feet out in Lake Turkana was a 21-foot fiberglass boat with an outboard engine on the back of it. And I was able to say, well, I'll trade you that boat out there for the one you've given me.
That motorboat now allows the village's fishermen, for the first time, to send their fish back to shore as they catch them so they can stay out on the lake all day. And the new outboard will no doubt inspire some child there to build a new kind of toy boat, one sporting a motor. The toy exhibit, not sold in stores, travels next to the Dallas Children's Museum and then on to Virginia. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.